chaque geste, le jour, la nuit, au petit matin, la promenade, la sieste. Les portes, les seuils, à nos pieds, près du fauteuil, sous le banc.
Our good friend Sean Stone is here. He's the digital editor of The Alt, a wonderful publication that comes out on Wednesdays, and you can find it throughout the Capital Region. And you find that on the Capital Region on Wednesdays, and then on Thursdays you find Sean here on the program.
Yes, the endless turning of the clock.
The Groundhog Day of our lives.
Yes, it is.
So, good morning. Welcome. You have, what did you go see this week?
I saw the movie Personal Shopper, which is the director Olivier Assayas film about a young woman who's a personal shopper for a celebrity, meaning she's the one who goes to the stores and picks up the clothes, and she just basically does all that sort of thing. Of course, she's played by Kristen Stewart, and she's also mourning the recent death of her brother, and she's also a medium, so there are ghosts in it. Or you think there are ghosts in it. It's pretty strange, and there's a thriller aspect to it. But the thing I really loved about it was you watched it all the way to the end, and what happens in the last scene makes you reconsider everything that happened in the movie before it.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of cool.
It was, and I walked out and I'm like, oh. And it was kind of cool. It was like the end of his movie. I don't know if you ever saw a movie from, I think it was 98, called Irma Vep with Maggie Cheung.
Oh, yes.
How the last scene in the movie where you realize what the director has been filming, that he's, kind of not all there.
Yes.
This was like that. It was like there was a reveal at the end that sort of made you think differently about everything that happened. And I enjoyed that aspect of it.
Personal Shopper. All right, let's get into what's on area stages, beginning at Proctor's. Started last night, goes on tonight.
Yes, beautiful, the Carole King musical. I believe last night was sold out. I checked it on the website, so get your tickets now.
We're going to have cast members. We're going to have Carole King, the woman who plays Carole King. And
nice. And it's
some of the other actors.
It's the it's the musical biography of the great Carole King, it almost seems like two careers. She had the career strictly as a composer, where with her first husband she wrote all these fantastic songs. And then she became her own lyricist and had another career and had the biggest selling album of the 70s. And, it's like the soundtrack of your life kind of thing. You know every song that's in the show.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
Yeah. Also tonight at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's a jazz show. It's Dave Douglas and Frank Woist. Dada people. Also tonight, the Pine Hills Film Colony, which is a film society here in Albany, will be hosting Beauty and the Boss at the Madison Theater. That's a 1932 sort of pre-code drama with some really, really risque opening scenes. Not so much what you see, it's the dialogue is sort of jaw-dropping.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's pretty entertaining. And then we have also tonight, everything's front-loaded because of Easter. Tonight at the Cohoes Music Hall, it's the regional Americana band, the Felice Brothers. That's at 8 o'clock in Cohoes. Friday night at Cafe Lena, I believe that was the intro music, wasn't
it? Yes.
The great guitarist Pierre Bensusan will be in town. And then Monday, after Easter, we just sort of go over the weekend because it's sort of Easter. Easter
going on.
Yeah. The Three Stooges Film Festival.
This is one of your favorites, right?
It is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's at the Palace. They usually show, I think, six shorts. There's an intermission. They usually show cartoons and all sorts of things and interesting surprises. It's a good time. And then Tuesday night at the Sanctuary for Independent Media in Troy, this is a filmmaker event, National Bird. This is a documentary. This is actually being presented in conjunction with WMHT. It's a documentary about the drone program and the effect that drone strikes have in the Middle East. And then Tuesday night, there's a movie called The Love Witch at Proctor's that came out last year. And the astonishing thing about this movie, I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen the trailer, and you look at the production stills, it looks like it was made in 1968. I mean, the costumes and the set design are so meticulous that it's kind of like, you want to see it just for that. And, you know, and the killing the guys, you know, through witchcraft, that's just sort of icing on the cake.
A little added extra.
Sure. And then Tuesday night, the great violinist Anna Kiko Myers will be at MPAC. I think that's her first visit to the region. I mean, she's been one of those internationally renowned violinists for 20 years, and I don't think she's ever been here before, so this is kind of a big deal.
Sure.
And it'll be in the, you know, of course, the Grand Concert Hall at MPAC, which is a beautiful venue.
Gorgeous.
And then new movies, of course, the big movie, The Fate of the Furious.
I'm always riveted. I can't wait to see how the story is going to turn out. I guess we'll need 20 or 30 more movies, or...
Sure, I mean, you
will
know...
Will this really tell us the fate? It won't, will it?
No, but judging from the trailers and the commercials, there's a lot of good product placement in it. I will say that. You know, looks like Dodge has gone all out on this one.
You know, that's when I'm planning my weekend entertainment.
Exactly. But everyone,
where's the product placement?
They brought back everyone. You know, Vin Diesel. Apparently, his brain is controlled by Charlize Theron in this one to make him evil. You know, so there's conflict.
Yeah,
and there's explosions and Michelle Rodriguez and Jason Statham and, you know.
So this will be the big holiday movie for the.
Yes, nothing says Easter and resurrection quite like another car chase movie. And then we have Gifted, which stars...
Well, we're resurrecting careers.
Yes, exactly, exactly. We have Gifted, which is... Chris Evans plays the father of, I think it's his sister's daughter, who's a gifted mathematician, and he wants her to have a normal life, and her grandmother wants her to, you know, become a math whiz.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the trailer 4 or 5 times. It hasn't driven me completely crazy yet, so it looks kind of... Like it might be interesting. And then we have an anime film called Your Name. So, you know, they're just putting stuff out there because they know everyone's going to go see, you know, Vin Diesel wreck cars. That's pretty much Easter. That's what Hollywood sees for America.
Cancel your Easter egg hunt, kids. Go see the crashing cars.
Yes, exactly.
Sean, it's always a delight. Thank you very much. He is the Sean Stone is the digital editor of The Alt. Always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.